We've been talking about this girl from Ukraine.
We are in a writing and publishing class in Benjamin Franklin High School.
And she's been telling her story about how she's been escaping and getting away.
Hello, everybody. This is Angelo Flando from Radio 201, the podcast from Benjamin Franklin High School. I'm recording this podcast extra because of a class that I'm doing, and we're preparing for an interview with someone. So I'll get my students to talk about it and explain in a moment.
So she's an escapee from Ukraine, and she's escaping because of the war right now between Ukraine and Russia. And she had to leave everything behind. And
what do you think, first of all, of her writing and her style?
Personally, I think she has a very good style of writing. It's very clear and concise. You understand what she's saying very well and just how tragic it is. I do feel like as a writer, she is holding back her punches a little bit just to kind of hide the full extent of what's happening over there to protect her readers.
Interesting you're saying holding back, because, yes, she's going through a horrible situation, and it's almost like she's choosing her words carefully. Where do you think she's writing this? In a shelter? In a train?
Maybe like on a train, like on her phone or something. Like she's probably like typing this up in like a notepad or writing it somewhere down just so that she can just record what's happening at the time. So if it ever comes back where she like wants to like look back or like describe her life, she has this information. So probably on a train or something. I think it's really striking how she says that the tickets don't matter anymore. Like, everyone's just trying to get away. And so it doesn't even matter, like, you know, how. Just that you do get away. And I guess the whole tickets don't matter anymore, it can, like, maybe refer to, like, that people are, like, scared and they really, really want to get away from this. And so, like, just to the point of, like, people are just hopping on trains and leaving and hopping on trains and leaving. And so, yeah, that's really striking to me.
I find it interesting that she even mentions tickets, because who cares about tickets at this point, right?
Right.
But she does mention a ticket. It's like almost a metaphor for saying, I have a ticket, but it doesn't matter where. So in a few days, we will be talking to this young writer. We're having access to her through a company called Write the World, which is an amazing site for young writers. I've been following it and trying to be involved with it. I'm trying to get my students to be involved in it very soon. What's interesting is during this session, which is at 6:30 in the morning, really, we're going to be in the class and interviewing her from a location somewhere in Eastern Europe where she is living now. My other colleagues will bring in some students from the history class to also participate in this. Hopefully, we'll all get a better context of how war treats people and how people, relate to situations that come up in their lives during this time of crisis. We really wish her well, but we also would love to be more engaged with people who are going through these stories as we write our own stories and we learn about writing and publishing in the digital age. We can't be aloof to this, and that's the whole goal of this project in my class. Thank you for listening to this extra on Radio 201. This is your host, Angelo Fernando. Please stay tuned and listen to the other podcast about writing during a time of crisis.